17 North Maple Avenue, the George Washington Saunders House. George Washington Saunders came to St. Louis from New England and worked as a fireman and then an engineer for the Missouri Pacific Railroad. He transported troops for the Union during the Civil War and married Martha Jane Holton. When the war ended, Saunders went to work for his brother-in-law, Horace Holton, at the Holton and Stemme Tent and Tarp Company, supplying canvas for covered wagons. Saunders and Holton both moved to Webster Groves after the war, and Holton died in 1872. The business became Stemme Saunders Duck and Rubber Company, and Saunders added rubber rain slickers to the company's line of products for settlers going west. When Stemme died, the company became the Saunders Duck and Rubber Company, and George Saunders became a rich man. He had the honor of being the engineer who drove the inaugural train across the Eads Bridge when it opened in 1874. Saunders had five children, and on several occasions he hired a private railroad car to take his children on long trips. When Saunders built his house, it faced Lockwood Avenue. Part of North Maple Avenue was the drive. Saunders moved back to St. Louis in 1895. In 1925, the Wylandly Reller Motor Company purchased the property and moved the house back to face North Maple Avenue so an automotive showroom could be built on Lockwood.